My wife is very intelligent.
No, really, really. This is not it's a fact. Are you getting my point?
Yes. And she's very, very hardworking, very industrious. You know, when she was pregnant with Akinlu, she used to have this splitting headache. You understand? It's gotten better with subsequent pregnancies. And I would lay hands, anoint it with oil. She would take paracetamol, do everything. The headache no go. I used to smile. Do you know why? It was a sure one that she would lie down and rest. Because she's so energetic that with belly sticking out like this, you know, she's up and about. This woman relax now, you are pregnant. No, I'll be back. It's just 10 minutes. So when she come back home and do it, and it's wincing like this in my mind. I'll say, Kwele, come and lie down here. In fact, tomorrow you're not going out at all. No, they tell you the kind of energetic person. In fact, you know, when she delivered her last baby, a week before that, we had our alumni fellowship. We had a picnic, and then there was a time everybody was dancing. In fact, I still have the video here, if somebody can show, because one guy had his camera, was recording everything, you know, a small camera. And she was digging it out, you know, like really digging it out. Then a week after, I sent an email, because we have this Yahoo group, sent an email to everybody that my wife Bono. Somebody said, wait. Is this the same wife that we were together at Obazu and she was digging out like that? I said, yes. That she was actually, that day was her EDD. That day she was digging out. She was 40 full weeks. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to explain that. So, you know, because that's the problem I had with a lot of people those days. When I'm sharing some of these things, I'm sharing with you now. They say, go and marry from your village. I think I won't marry from my village. My wife is an accountant by training. Has an MBA. She used to work in a bank. She resigned her job to come and take care of her children. I didn't marry an idiot. No, I'm telling you the truth. My wife has an MBA. The only reason why she has not... Look, you know, in accounting, you know, chartered accountant, she's supposed to take the last exam and be certified the chartered accountant. But the thing is just lying in the cooler. Because I said, baby, tell yourself the truth. What do you want to do? You can account your business and things, can't you? Are you planning to look for a job? No. So why do you have to go all the way to Lagos, go and stay a few weeks and read, and at the end I say, ACA. I say, you don't need it. She might do it one day. I'm not saying she won't do it, but I'm trying to explain to you that I didn't marry an idiot. But what I'm sharing with you is facts, is scriptural. 9 times I was saying, out of 10, she makes decisions. It's her decision. You get my point? Why? Because it's not everything that needs my word. It's only at such times when you need, you know what I mean, the will of God. All right? There was a day she got up and said, okay, husband, please, I'm going out to. I said, where to? He said, that prayer meeting I told you about. I said, can you postpone it till tomorrow? You will not go today. You know, a man of God's wife tells a man of God she's going for a prayer meeting. And the man of God says no. It was more interesting because she had been going for prayer meetings like that all the time. And I have never said no. But that day I just said, you're going for prayer. I said, no, please. I don't think you should go. And I said, we'll talk about it later. So next day, he said, okay, yeah, you said we'll talk about it. I said, prayer meeting. Let's just not go today. Then that night I said, let us talk. I said, you know I'm a man of God, yes. You know I love the Lord, yes. If I tell you not to go for a prayer meeting, don't you think you should not go? She got my point. I said, so that prayer meeting, you will not go. And she never went. I won't give you the details. Later, she began to explain to me why she should not have gone. She began to see the thing that is confirming. No, are you getting what I'm trying to say here? I cannot give you details. So it's not every time you just get up and say that, no, you know, at the Lord of this house, I decide, okay. I'm saying that I'm not a boss everywhere. Hey, everybody, I'm coming. Everybody, tremble. Tremble at the presence of the Lord. No. No. But sometimes life and death decisions are in my tongue. The decisions to decide prosperity or failure will be in my tongue. Why? Because I am anointed. Not as a pastor, not as a preacher, but as what? A husband. And every husband that believes in God has that unction. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have that unction in your head, on your head. And you women, Or young men, when you get married, you will have that unction. And you ladies, you know for sure that when you marry, your husband has that unction. The fact that you've taken care of 5 younger ones, because maybe your dad died very early and you're not from a very wealthy background. So as soon as you left school, you have to work hard. And for the last 10 years you've been, then suddenly you're now my own man. I mean, you are used to getting up at a particular time. You are used to making all your decisions. Then you try to make a decision and the man says, I don't think it is wise. And you look at, in the last 10 years, have I ever needed your wisdom to get to where I am today? Let me tell you the truth. A lot of men, this is a fact, they actually don't like to marry women like that. Because they are afraid for real reasons that they will not listen to their husbands. But you see, that's why I'm preaching this thing. They don't have to not listen to their husbands. All they need to know is have the knowledge that this man is anointed. Derek Prince shared something, I listened to one of his messages. Now, before I say what he said, bear in mind who Derek Prince was, his situation around his life. When he married his first wife, the first wife had, 8 daughters that she adopted, and she was the same age as his mother. No, I'm telling you, no, that's a fact, too. I heard it from his mouth, too. I have a video in which he was narrating stuff. It's in some of his books. Not only was she that particular, in fact, he used to come to their house all the time. The girls thought he wanted to marry the first daughter. Now, let me not go into talking about the prince. What I want to bring out is that he said a time came, he was telling something. His wife that had all the years of experience and all the daughters that she had before he came in, and she had been raising them alone, living in a difficult environment, all right, believing God, running a Christian ministry all alone. So imagine the wealth of her experience. Between her and all the daughters, they agreed on something. He said he stood alone and said, no, that is not right. Nobody agreed with him, but they obeyed him. Because she understood that he's the man, you know, like they say, he's the man. But guess what? He was right, they were all wrong. Majority does not always work. No, apart from marriage, even in life. My good example is the children of Israel. Can we take the land? Moses, Joshua, and Caleb said yes. Aaron will always vote on Moses' side, you know. I said he's not around. You get what I'm trying to say? Everybody has said we can't. Who was right? Amongst the multitude, only that handful of people. Every other person was wrong. But I'm even saying something here. That though, despite the fact that this woman had all the experience, despite the fact that this woman had the knowledge and had the age, yet there was an unction that was upon the young man that she married that made her wrong and he was right. I'm going to explain something here. Don't confuse the doctrine that I'm preaching, the word of God that I'm preaching, don't confuse it with the slavery that some people are practicing. Because that's what Satan tries to do. He counterfeits the things that are real. All right? He gives you a counterfeit. So you think, when somebody is now speaking about something that is genuine, all right? You think the person is talking about that one that is fake. Thinking they are trying to lead you into that bondage. You can't come and preach women liberation to my wife. She will say, where do we liberate them from? She will gather arms with you looking for the women in bondage. Because she's not in bondage. She doesn't think she's in bondage. Are you getting my point? She's walking in the will of God. She's tapping into an anointing. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you tell her how she's in bondage. Listen, this is one I want to tell you is a fact. You've seen women who are very, very powerful and they like to impose themselves and all that. I knew one who was like that, you know, hardworking, very, very, and her husband was a cool person and all that. And now, listen, before I even tell you about that one, okay, let me tell you about that one. I'll clear on that one. There are two I want to give as an example. One married, the other one not married. This one that's married. One day she told me, say, that this is somebody you think she's enjoying it. The fact that she's bossy. You follow my point? She opened her mouth once and we were discussing, and she said, how I wish my husband would take a stand. How I wish my husband would do this. No, get my way. If the man wants to talk, now she could begin shouting. But you know what she was looking out for? The man who will shout louder. A young woman, somebody I know quite well. Well, at least then, I've not seen her in a long time. But I saw her the last time I saw her was when she got married. My wife and I went for our wedding that day. And you know, when she was getting married, one of the things I thought about was that, my God, I hope this guy is hard. Now, I was looking at the guy like this, like, I hope this guy is hard. Because I knew her very well. You know, we used to go to church together, you know, things like that. And we used to talk at length. There was one guy who wanted to marry her. Now, if it is physically speaking, the guy was worthy. You know what I'm saying? He was worthy to take the woman and take her to the altar and put a ring on her hand and say, yes, I do. Just like the lamb was worthy to take the book. That's what I'm going to explain. In fact, people thought they were made a wonderful couple. And for years, this guy was on her case. Every time, you know, so how far? And the girl would refuse to make a commitment. And that was one evil with women. Almost every woman does, maybe not every, almost all. You know the way they do? They will say no with the mouth and yes with the gesture. You know, Ed Cole said there are three ways by which you communicate. By word, by spirit, by gesture, and by spirit. So, simply put, no is no. All right? A word. But no is also a shaking of the head. So the woman will say no and give you an Agama lizard style. But guys, let me just give you advice. Take the no. Take the words. Don't ever take gesture. Take what? Words. If the person is hiding the words, they are looking for where to hide when they run away. Ladies also, let me say it clearly again. If a guy hasn't said anything, he has not said anything. Even if he bought you a whole car for your last birthday, he has not said anything. If the gift is too heavy, don't take it. Are you getting what I'm saying? If the man says it's your birthday, therefore after he decides that, well, maybe he has the money and decides to go and buy you one nice little cute car and says it's your birthday gift. And you are thinking that the guy is proposing, you know, that you are waiting for him to say the proposal. You know the way it is, all right? When the pupil is ready and then the master shows up, you know, that kind of thing. You are the willing pupil and the master is not yet saying anything. Don't take his motor car. As soon as he drives away, don't let the lingering of your throat collect the keys. If you collect the key, drive it to his house before he gets there. Drop it there, take Okada back to your house. I give you a car. I say, sorry, guy, I am willing to receive a car under such circumstances. Don't go and give me a label. The other guys who are serious will run. Now, so now, with that car, he has said yes without using mouth. Then one day, he will wake up and start telling stories that my father really has been disturbing me, that I couldn't marry from that area. That's a coward's way of backing out. Just say simply, say, I've thought about it enough. Don't let anybody deceive you. If they haven't said it, they have not said it. Are you following my point? Now, where was I? Let's give you one of that. So, this young woman. So, she kept this guy for literally years. Now, why am I telling the story? Let me quickly get down there. So, when she finished giving me all the gist, so I asked her simply, what is wrong with him? Why don't you just marry this guy and let all of us have peace? You get my point? I will stop hearing all the story every day. And you will be happily married and the guys have to be at peace. I said, Bank, you don't understand. Now, this is where I'm going to. That day, we were walking. I don't know where we were going. We were walking towards the gate, you know, of the hospital premises there. He said, see the way we are walking now? He said, if I tell him that I don't like the fact that he's on my right, he should move over to the left. He said, do you know he will move over without questioning it? Do you hear what I said? That if I told him, please, come over to this side. I don't like the fact that you're on this side. He said, he will cross without questioning it. I said, that is the problem you have with him? He said, yeah, that's one of the major problems. Now, this is a young woman who, if she and I are coming back from church, we used to go to church together. And now, we live in the same building. Okay? And I say, now, there's a shortcut to our building which passed near the student's hostel. So, for me, I considered it a bit rowdy. Now, there's a slightly longer route, which is the main road. I normally take the main road. So when we're coming back, we drop at the gate and we're walking in. I said, let's walk along the road. He said, no, that place is shorter. I said, I'm walking along the road. She said, I'm walking along the other shortcut. And stubborn human being that she is, she will take that side. And of course, Konima and I, Komina and Beriam, this guy is just as hard. I take my main road. Interesting part, we jam again at the staircase of the building. We'll be coming from the building. I said, okay, let me pay. He said, no. I want to pay. Let me pay now. Look, you're a house officer. I'm a resident. At least I earn more than you. Let's even forget whether I'm a man and you're a woman. I earn more than you. He said, no, you paid last time. I want to pay today. Do you know it's a deadlock. Now, that's the kind of human being I'm dealing with here. Yeah, who's telling me that the guy who I thought she should marry, please, for goodness sake. So you will be very happy. The problem she had with the guy was that the guy always agreed for her difficult ways. Guys, you know what women like? They like to be conquered. When you see a hard woman, she's looking for a harder guy. You know what I don't do in my house? Don't let me behave like, you know, I'm too strong, you know, because you heard the story of a man. All the men that their wives control, come to this side. All the men went that way. If you know you are controlling your wife, go to that side. One tiny chunkele man, he went to that side. They say, oh God, how come you are the only one that came here? He said, excuse me, sir, my wife said I should come here. So, I'm telling the truth now. So really, I don't want to pretend, I don't want to do like I'm too strong. But one thing I try not to do, is to leave things so that peace will reign. You know, like this, it is not a man's job. Let it be so that peace will reign, and it is between you and your wife. No, that's not right. You're supposed to be a rule. Are you getting my point? No, I don't do that. Okay, you know, if I talk now, she'll be angry. Be angry. Because if you're angry, you will still be saved. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But if I say you should not be angry, both of us will perish. So please be angry and we will both be saved. You're always doing like this. Yes, and I will do it tomorrow. For your information, I'm not changing today. Because as far as I'm concerned, what I'm doing is right. And you're too difficult. Yes. Is that not why you like me? Is that not why you married me? There were soft, soft guys all over you. Abby? I remember one lady, a friend of mine was telling me about. That lady, if you're talking to her, he said, maybe you mentioned something like Chukubike. He would say Chukubike is sweet. Chukubike is a sweet brother. That brother is sweet. You know what she calls sweet? Chukubike is going to read, and she's coming along. He said, Chukubike, please, oh, I wanted to go all the way to this place to go and buy something. Will you escort me? And Chukubike will say, no problem. Hey, can you hold my bag? And Chukubike will say, yes. And then she will have good company worker down there. She will help her buy the thing, carry the thing back. I say, thank you very much. That's the sweet guy. But let the sweet guy come tomorrow with, the Lord has been speaking to me and I've been considering, you know. Exactly. She go look, Iwo. She go bring the issue, you know, the nail. Put on and use a, you know, not sledgehammer. What they call this now? This thing they use for drilling the ground. A jackhammer. Yes, jackhammer. She uses a jackhammer to send it through your head. But you know the kind of guys she liked? That she wouldn't give a show for any reason. They were the hard guys. Who would say, please escort me. And I say, what? Did you not notice that I'm going to read? Please, you're on your own. And the guy will go where he's going. I'm telling you, now this thing is biologic. It's in the soul of every woman. They like the guy who can take the lead. Who can take charge. You know why? That is how God made it. Is it a man's word? No. It is God's order. That's what we're talking about. Each one will just be as blessed as the other if they play their roles properly. Do you get the point I'm making here? That's the main thing I want to explain today, because I don't know, I just felt strongly that is the problem a lot of people have. And there's something I want to chip in quickly before I leave it. Now, this one's actually something I heard somebody say before. And I don't know, maybe one or two people here have that kind of attitude. So let me just dispel it now. Do you know there are men who are afraid to marry because they think the woman wants to take over their life? At least they like to be irresponsible. You know, my irresponsible. You know, those days, as a single man, when I earn my money, nobody asks me what happens to it. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Nobody. If I go visiting, maybe I travel and, or maybe you go visiting, and then it gets lit, and you're in your friend's house. You could just put one thing, watch, one is 12 minutes, and say, oh, boy, maybe we'll just sleep. You know, we'll just crash for floor there, and then tomorrow you go back to where you came from. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a sweet life, you know, in quotes, sweet. can just wake up tomorrow and say, man, Enugu is boring, man. Nothing happening. Everywhere just dry. Just carry money, enter bus. You're off to Lagos. You enter another irresponsible guy like you. You enter his house. Hey, boy, what's happening? What's happening? Hey, you guys there. Hey, you crawl out in the evening, go and eat, so you tell stories. Then Monday, you rush back to go to work. Irresponsible lifestyle. Any married man doing it, decrease. Are you following my point? Most men know that once you get married, it cannot happen again. They know. That's the end of it. Once you earn your pay, you get my point? The pay has to be submitted at the altar as a burnt offering unto the wife. No matter how boring Enugu is, you can't just wake up and say, I'm going visiting. Let me just say this. That's why if you are not a godly man, a lot of men who are not godly, they still do it. And that is ungodly. You don't love your wife. You actually hate yourself. Just like the man is an authority of blessing in the woman's life, that woman has a power of restraint to help that man focus on his vision. I don't know whether you get my point. The fact that you have to go back home, nobody's forcing you, but you know that you have wife there, even if you don't have kids yet. You will go back. You won't just say that, man, it's too late, man. Just for your wife, I'll go see you tomorrow morning. There's nothing like that, too. You will go back home. Man, you are making spiritual progress. If it's business you are doing, believe me what I'm saying. Do you know your money goes far farther? You get my point. It stretches for longer if you have a wife with you than if you do. All this one that says, wife's a liability is a lie. They have not told you the truth. You know, there are monies I can't spend in the office. I say, I can't tell my wife. And listen, if I can't tell my wife something, I'm not supposed to do it. I say, I'll go buy this one. I say, buy what? If I carry this one, go house, how will I explain? No, at least, I don't know whether this is, this is right, it's godly. The way I am, there's no money I spend that I don't, apart from being accountable, I know that my wife will concur. I may not ask her opinion, you get my point? You understand what I'm saying? But I know she will agree. I know what she will not agree with. I don't know whether you're following what the point I'm going to make. Look, virtually every time my wife buys clothes, she doesn't ask me, should I buy this cloth? She buys almost at least 9 out of 10 clothes you see me wear, she buys them. That is, I just come home and they just toss it to me. So I say, this looks very nice. Thank you. God bless you. You get what I say here. But I'm trying to figure out something here. But she knows expenditure she can't make. That no, my husband won't buy this. That my husband will not agree with this. So at such times, I get a phone call. I was just thinking, what? Yeah, this one, don't you think it would be nice? How much is it? What? Forget it. No, you don't go agree. Yes, I don't go agree. Thank you. But she knows I don't go agree. That was why she called. And peradventure, I agreed. You know what I say? We thank the Lord. But for me, it's also this. It's both ways. It's both ways. It works both ways. If you bring something to my office, come and buy. I go first look up. I know the limit of expenditure I can make without informing my wife. Because you can't tell somebody to take charge of something that you remove all her powers to control the thing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? No, I'm just explaining something. So a lot of men, you see, the problem is that they are afraid. They think that the wife, you know, you start hiding things as if the woman is your adversary. I see it around and I can't understand. As if the young woman is an adversary. No, my wife must not know that this money is there. No, she just sees the money now. Then you hide it. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is the reason why a lot of men really don't marry. They think that, they are afraid that their freedom will vanish. Meanwhile, what God is trying to do is to give your life direction. I hope you are getting my point. He's trying to give you focus. You have been spending money anyhow. That's how every one of the things that your friends want to do, they put your name inside. You too, you will spend. Because you are not accountable to anybody. I think it's a privilege to be accountable to somebody. You know that? It's a privilege. What have I said? Nothing I said because I want to bring everything to a close. All the things I've been doing and all this sharing we have been sharing, you know, is to get our minds out of the order in the world. Do you get my point? Out of the way things are done in our village. Please believe me, when God decided to create a wife for Adam, it was to make his life better. Do you get my point? It's not a burden. It was an addition to his life that God was creating for him. And I want you to get into God's mind and realize that it's a blessing you are reaching out for. It's not a responsibility that will weigh you down that you're about to take on. Are you getting my point? A lot of times, you know, we give ourselves, you know, I've shared this one before on radio. People are running towards what their heart is actually rejecting. Are you getting my point? They will sit down and say, I'm looking for wife, I'm looking for wife, I'm looking for... When inside their heart, they are afraid of one. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? You know, he said, ah, me too, I want to get a man married, maybe I'm a woman. When inside her heart, she is actually rejecting the husband. You are following the point I'm making? That's why I've been sharing all things I've been sharing. Just to believe me, I don't think I've said many things yet. I mean, this, how many things can we say? But I'm trying to get us to bring our minds into, remove it from the concept in our society. You don't have to marry from your village. Let me just say that one again. It's not necessary. It is not, God has nothing to say to the Christian who says that my wife must come from a particular state or my husband should come from a particular state. I've heard stupid statements like, why do you want to marry from, men from there, they know how to take care of their wives. You also find that those men tend to have more than two girlfriends. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Because you cannot take one and leave the other. You want men from there. Then you take all the things that men from there do. Our wives from here are very good. That's not the thing. What you need is to get a good and godly woman. I said yesterday about having an expectation in your heart. Guys, ladies, I don't know whether I have much to tell you there. But guys, I can give you this one. Go and every day, especially if you want to marry by next year, take that Proverbs 31 and be reading it and admiring it. Do you get what I'm going to say? Just take it, be reading it, and what? Admiring it. And remember one thing, he said that her husband's heart trusts in her. Be ready to have your heart trust in somebody. Are you following what I'm going to say here? Be reading it and admiring it, because with that, you are generating a spiritual force within your soul that starts attracting a good woman. Are you getting the point I'm making? Well, I don't know which one to tell women to read, but just read the whole Bible. There's something inside there for you somewhere. Hey, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Believe me, there are things that God wants to bring into your life that I shared this one somewhere once. I was just telling people, I want to say the same thing again. There are people that have, you know, for them, breakthrough. You know what's breakthrough? Like something breaks and pours upon you. Their breakthrough is being hindered by one step they are supposed to take. For some people, it is go and get married. God says, you don't understand. I can't do this thing if you are yet single. No, I can't. Pharaoh looked at Joseph and said, you can't work for me now. No, not like this, not like this, not like this. I have to settle you in that area first. I'm not saying it's like that for everybody. Are you getting my point? But I believe seriously for some men, they say, and then what is delaying them is that they are waiting to get more money. And God said, I want to give you more money, but I will not give you until I can give you a wife first. I have seen people they keep on delaying. Why? They are waiting. They are waiting for more money to come into their hands. There are men who had jobs when they got married and they lost it after. You know that? What you need is a good wife, not more money. So your prayer point should be, Lord, send the good wife in my direction. Are you getting the point I'm making here? I believe that very strongly. That there are breakthroughs waiting for some men. Because around here, I see too many people are not my wife. They make it look as if, now these women, they are expensive. And let me just share this one. There's in our village, it costs so much money to marry wife. I don't believe that. You know why I don't believe it? All the shoemakers and organizers in your place, are they not getting married? No, tell me now. Are they not getting married? The small mechanics are getting married. I'm telling you. People are not earning much. I mean, every day I see people give me cards in my office, where I work. There are all kinds of people from level 1 to level 17. As level 1 man is getting married, so is the level 17 one getting married. The ones that refuse to get married, the ones on level 14, they are afraid. I don't know what their problem is. No, that's just by the way. Look, it is the money you have you spend. They have a saying in my place. They said, let me try and paint it well. They said, the money you don't have, no enforcer can collect it. That's the simplest way to put it. That the money that is not there cannot be taken by any enforcer. So this one that, you know, Igbanku in our place, it costs so much money. It is because you have the money to spend. We say, ah, you know, in our place, burial is very expensive. I said, it's because you have the money to spend. How many of you have gone bankrupt because you did funeral? Even if you will be smiling, it's because you were lying to us before that you didn't have money. So when burial came, now they took the money from where you kept it by force. Are you getting my point? And listen, there's another thing that you have to understand. Once you begin to take a step, God begins to flow, you know, things in your direction. Also, sitting there, until you gather every morning before you look. If you have been keeping one young woman waiting there, I will prophesy that she will dislike you and go and marry somebody else now. If you don't go and do what a man is supposed to do. So I'm waiting to get money first. What is it? You know, one day, so I finished preaching. One young woman came to me and said, hey, Pastor Banky, are you trying to say that a car is not necessary? You know, it's good, for example, now that the guy will buy a car first, you know? I said, let's look at this scenario. Let's assume now that he doesn't have money and God refused to help him buy a car. So you won't marry him again. She said, I'll marry him now. I said, so why don't you marry him now until we can buy a car together? She got the point. No, it's simple logic. If he doesn't buy the car, you are telling me now, you will tell the man that, oh boy, you don't have motor, I won't marry you. Or if you finish marrying him and the car catches fire, or that one was even in Benin. As you just come grow, one boy just say, oh boy, stop there, I shoot you. Come down. I carry the car, come out. You tie your wedding ring, remove it, put in the boot of the car as they are driving it away. You won't do that, will you? I hope you are getting my point. Is somebody learning something tonight? Are you learning something tonight? Please don't invite curses from the gods of your village by fearing them. You know, by fearing them. In our village, we don't marry from there. Marry a good Christian. That is what you need. Whether she's from your village, or he's from your hometown, or he's not from your state, or he's from Adamawa state. There's one who, let me tell you this story. Let me use it to close. Make you laugh. One Hausa man. His daughter's name is Zainab. They posted Zainab to Ondo State to come and do youth service. The man said, no. Because Zainab was one petite fine girl like this. He said, one Yoruba man will find this girl and marry her. And I do not want. She's from Sokoto. So he said, no. So he used his influence and redirected the posting of Zainab to Sokoto State. Unfortunately for him, he does not know that NYC, they carry Sokoto, Ondo boys, go Sokoto. Now I carry one Ondo boy. Carry and go Sokoto. As the boy lands camp, now he sees Zainab, yay. I'm telling you, I know them. The guy is a doctor. I know them very well. I knew them when I was in house job. She was on that told me the story. That time when she was in camp, they used to have community, during their NYC, the year, they had their, what do you call it, CD. So their own was farm, you know, they used to go to the farm and all that. She said she would just sit down, and the guy would do his portion and do her portion. And you do, because he's a doctor, he actually could refuse to come for the CD. You know, you could do it. But the guy would come for CD diligently, be doing her work for her. And then finally, she followed her home, visited her. He said her father didn't just complain. The moment her father saw the guy, he just said, it must be the will of God. That for all my struggles, he see me see one. Of course, by the time I met them, he had married her properly. They were fully married. In fact, they had one little daughter to show for it. Are you getting my point? They were fully married. When the father was trying to, you know, corner God, God said, I'll show you now. We'll see who's God here, whether it is you or me. He said, your daughter shouldn't come to Ondo. He said, no problem. He carried an Ondo man and carried him to Sokoto, and the whole case was settled. Are you getting my point? There are a lot of times we have hindered the blessings of God. You know, the Bible says, he that observes the clouds will not what? Will not reap. No, it says, he that observes the wind will not sow. But then having sown sometimes, when it's time to reap, you have prayed, you have gone for prayer meeting, you have fasted, you have done everything necessary. God said, oh yeah, I want to pour blessing now. He said, in our place, we don't take that kind of blessing. In our place, we don't do this. In our place, you know. By the time you finish, the blessing goes somewhere else. He said he took away the first to establish the second. Young woman, if one guy is asking you and you know the answer is supposed to be yes, you are sitting like this. God may be long-suffering, but it's not permanent suffering. Suffering may be long. It has an end. Are you getting the point I'm making? A day will come. You know, Jesus said, guys, listen, when you are persecuted in this city,
flee to the next. Are you getting what I'm saying? I know the love you have for the young woman is strong, but the persecution is also too much. You know what God told Saul, Samuel? He said, you have mourned Saul long enough. Now fill your horn with oil. Go down to the house of Jesse and anoint for me a king there. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And then he got there, he found David. As long as you are mourning Saul, you will not anoint your David. He said, I spent so much money on that young woman. It is called the, what do you call it? Anyway, there's a message I have there. Pick one before you go. Take that loss. Those are the lessons in life. So you spent money, too bad. It's one of those things. They happen. It has happened. And I said, yeah, all the recharge cards I bought for you. Give me back. I want my phone back. You are a goat. Leave the thing for the girl. Let her go. She don't want to marry you. Now you want to take gift and tie them before. But you ladies too, if you don't say you don't want to marry, don't take the phone. You getting my point? Leave them. Not just by the way. The Lord is good. If you have learned something tonight, shout a very loud amen. Amen.